Country Club FM. All we do for the Bob Almanac today, Thursday, June 11th, 163rd day of the year, 203 left to go. This date in history, 1509. I think it's a proven fact. When you are king, back in the olden days, back in those grand old days, the Elizabethan days, the Middle Ages, when you were King Henry VIII or Louis XVI, that also, that number at the after your name also told you how many wives you were supposed to have while you were the king.
Really?
So King Henry VIII, he only got up to six, and he married the first of his six wives, Catherine of Aragon, here today. Okay. Isn't that a spice? Don't you put Aragon on something?
Yes, it's like paprika.
1509. 1919, we'll jump ahead here to the 20th century.
Sir Barton was the first Triple Crown winner, but no one knew it until the three races were first called that by Charles Hatton many years later. Sir Barton simply won three races called the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. He was a sore-footed grouch who ignored other horses and hated all humans except his groom, Toots Thompson. Not the stuff of which stars are made.
That's a horse you can get after. He really did his job there and didn't like anybody.
No.
He was a grumpy horse, according to Jim McKay.
I love that.
I don't know. Do you put the horse through some kind of psychological evaluation? Does the horse lay down on a couch with Frazier or another psychiatrist?
And they do the butterfly thing, too.
What's the butterfly thing?
You know, they show you a picture and...
Oh, the Rorschach test.
Yes.
That's what it is. So, Sir Barton, they didn't even know it was the Triple Crown at the time. It's not like the Packers when they won the Super Bowl. They won Super Bowl I, but it wasn't the Super Bowl then. So you can't say that, hey, we won the Super Bowl. No, it wasn't the Super Bowl then. You didn't know it until later.
Right.
After the fact. 1939 this date. Let's go to Hyde Park.
Your Majesty, would you... like a hot dog?
Your Majesty doesn't know what to make of a hot dog, and he doesn't want to know how they're made either.
No, most likely not.
Do you take mustard?
He was more familiar with bangers and mash than he was with a hot dog. That's Hyde Park on the Hudson. That's the movie. Bill Murray, kind of out of his comfort zone, playing FDR.
Oh, yes.
And offering the King and Queen of England a hot dog this date, 1939. So that was a dramatic depiction of what happened on this date. We don't have actual audio or video of FDR saying, have a hot dog, Queen or King, which would be good audio. That'd be a steal if we had that right now.
Oh, it would be.
1964, these guys went to the studio.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Neil, tell me your thoughts on Manfred Mann and his Wild Earth Band.
She looked good.
Like it.
She looked fine.
All right.
It's good rock and roll. Good 60s rock and roll.
So that was in 64. Speaking of rock and roll, Queen Elizabeth ordered the Beatles to her birthday party. And guess what? The Queen orders you to do something, you do it.
They showed up.
And the Beatles showed up, presents in hand. They brought a cake and they brought the cornhole. That was in 64. How about 72 this date? The controversial triple X-rated Deep Throat opened at the Mature World Theater in New York City to, I'm sure, a mature audience. Neil, can you give us a full review of Deep Throat?
I honestly have not seen it.
1979 in the news.
John Wayne, a movie star for almost 50 years, is dead of cancer at the age of 72. Wayne died in a coma at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. His seven children were with him. A Delta Airlines jet flight.
John Wayne dead on this date. Neil, you remember where you were when you heard John Wayne had died?
The greatest. I would have been in Clinton, Iowa. Probably dropped to my knees in disappointment.
Did you
and
go
sadness.
To Winterset then? Did you travel?
I have
Wasn't
been.
That his
I,
birth site?
I
Did you
have,
go there? Did you make a pilgrimage at that time in 79?
It wasn't at that time, but I later did. And
laid
in fact,
a wreath.
Took my two boys, and we went and walked in his home. His entire house was about the size of our studio here.
It was really
interesting.
You missed a real opportunity in 79. You could have, the day that he died, you could have gone to Winterset, to his birthplace, and you could have laid a wreath at the mailbox or something.
Well, I know it.
You really missed out. But
I was 21 years old.
Yeah, you weren't thinking
old,
of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no.
Not nostalgic enough, probably, at that time.
No, not at that point.
1984, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Michael is at 110,237. Yeah! To say the least, you will have to get something that gives you an additional spin in order to stay in this game and continue, because CBS will relinquish its entire daytime schedule for this show to go on if you keep going. Are you ready, JD?
No, don't do that. We need to see Young and the Restless. Come on. So it was this date on Press Your Luck. That was the No Whammy, No Whammy, No Whammy game show, Neil.
I remember.
I'm sure you're very familiar with it. Michael Larson won
$110,237.
He was a bit of a savant. He memorized the patterns. So he had the patterns memorized, and there was some kind of a pattern, so he knew what was coming up next, so he didn't land on any whammies.
Wow.
And when you don't land on whammies, you win a lot of money. That was kind of the object of the game, Press Your Luck.
That's most impressive, though.
1990. He lost all his money, though, in real estate and didn't do very well with his money. He didn't make good decisions.
Fly ball, right field. Rubens here, and foul count.
They couldn't prove that he cheated. CBS didn't want to give him his money, but they couldn't prove that he cheated, so they'd give him his money.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan on this date, 6th no-hitter. He was pitching for the Texas Rangers, defeating the Oakland A's. He retired in the 9th inning. Willie Randolph, Ricky Henderson, and Ken Phelps. Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps. All my baseball people were telling me Ken Phelps. Those are all former Yankees, by the way.
Yeah, he had some power as a left-handed hitter, if I remember correctly.
That was in 1991.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
A trailblazing album. Natalie Cole, digitally mastered and mixed with her father, Nat.
Darling, it's incredible.
Natalie Cole had to buy a flatbed just for all the Grammy Awards this thing won.
So unforgettable.
So good, too.
It wasn't unprecedented, though.
No.
They did the same thing with Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline, Hank Jr. and
Senior.
Hank Sr. Although this, the Tear quality of this
beer.
One, the quality of this one is better than Tear in My Beer.
Oh,
because
yes.
The original source tape for Hank Sr. Tear in the Beer wasn't nearly as good as the original tape. Of Nat King Cole singing
right.
Unforgettable and the other tunes that were on that.
Agreed.
On that CD.
Very well done.
That was in 91. 93.
Dr. Grant, my dear Dr. Thatcher, welcome to Jurassic Park.
The first of what now? We have about 12 of them, 13 Jurassic Park movies. They
lost track.
Continue to pile them up.
There's more coming, is my understanding.
Jurassic Park, the first one. Opened up on this date, 1993, and rave reviews over the special effects. Those dinosaurs are like they were real, Neil. They were alive on the screen. And he had a T-Rex. Remember that? They were stunned when he had a T-Rex.
And a lot of them did not go hungry.
No, they didn't. Nature finds a way.
Right.
Nature finds a way. Today, we need to remember bones. Dr. Leonard McCoy.
Look, I'm a doctor, not an escalator. Spock, give me a hand.
So many great funny lines. He'd hit you with the hypo spray and could basically clear. When they're in the 24th century, they can cure anything. He was 79. DeForest Kelly, who played Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy, Star Trek show and the ensuing movies. He died on this date in 1999. 2001 in the news.
This morning, the United States of America carried out the severest sentence for the gravest of crimes. The victims of the Oklahoma City bombing have been given not vengeance, but justice.
Timothy McVeigh executed lethal injection this date in 2001 and 2002.
3 months from now, live on this very stage, an as yet unknown talent will be launched into superstardom.
We don't know who that is yet. Right now, they could be parking cars or even waiting on tables. Who knows?
What we do know is by the end of the summer, that person's life will change forever.
Because and that includes Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
He was elevated to superstardom. Brian Dunkelman, the other guy with him, not so much.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Yeah, they were co-hosts. They actually had co-hosts.
I didn't know that.
In that
even.
First season, of course, Freddie Fender was the big winner. Season one of American Idol. Yeah. Birthdays now.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this.
Peppermint Twist. Isn't there a place in Delano called the Peppermint Twist?
I think there is. Yeah, I think there
is. Right off the highway there. Joey D. If Joey D and the Starlight are still with us. 80 today. Here's a trivia tidbit for you.
Okay.
Joe Pesci actually played guitar in this band, Joey D and the Starlighters, in the 1960s.
You're making that up.
No, process that for a moment. Wow. All right, so happy birthday, Joey D.
Carol, honey, what did they say? I mean, what reason did they give?
You would never guess it in a million years.
Oh, come on, Carol. You're much too pretty to be a department head anyway.
He guessed it.
That was it. That was in the household of Maud, and it's Adrienne Barbeau. She was Maud's daughter. 75 today for Adrienne Barbeau. It sounds like you may have been smitten with Adrienne Barbeau during the 70s, Neil Freeman.
We had another nickname for her that is inside. But
I loved her in that movie where it was the fog and she was on the radio in a lighthouse. Yes. I thought that was fantastic. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, we had a Bea Arthur cameo there. Bea Arthur had gray hair, I think, when she came out of the womb.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
He's Frank Beard.
Wow.
He's the drummer. Pounded on the skins here for ZZ Top. And of course, he's the one that doesn't have the big beard. He has a small beard, but he doesn't have the big beard. And his last name is Beard. He's 71 today from ZZ Top. You know I'm in heaven when we can play Air Supply.
Oh, yes.
On the Bob Almanac.
You enjoy their music.
It is light rock. This song was originally offered to Meatloaf and to Bonnie Tyler. This was that Steinman guy that did it.
Yeah, I can see Meatloaf. Yeah, I can see him doing that.
So one of the two. It's a duo, of course. You've got your Russell Hitchcock and your Graham Russell. This is Graham Russell. He's the shorter one with the black hair and the curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
He is 70 today. Donnie Van Zandt. He's one of the Van Zandts, Neil.
Yes, he is. The one that sings the least, probably, and never was a part of Leonard Skinner, to my knowledge.
No, he's the lead. Who's the lead singer of 38 Special, then? Isn't it Donnie Van Zandt?
No, it's another guy. Donnie did some of the lead vocals, but most of their big hits were the other guy, who's still with them. Donnie is
those
retired.
Guys know how to do Southern rock, though.
Oh, for sure.
And those Van Zandt boys, they can figure it out. So
Donnie and Johnny.
Donnie Van Zandt was born in 52, so that makes him 68 today. Joe Montana, pretty good quarterback. He could sling it around. He had good players around him, though.
Yeah.
And a pretty good coach as well, who was able to kind of take that West Coast offense and model it around Joe Montana.
Won some Super Bowls.
64 today. House.
Whoa. Thank you so much. I gotta get you a gift or something.
Sometimes the best gift is the gift of never seeing you again.
Oh. He always had some great comebacks.
That is a good one right there.
The guy who played House, Hugh Laurie, is 61. Dr. Oz has some advice.
The number one thing people ask me about is dieting. And the problems with conventional diets is they depend on willpower. Let me ask you a question. How many of you can hold your breath indefinitely underwater?
You know, I thought it was really funny when this whole coronavirus thing hit and COVID-19 and everybody turned to Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil for all their expertise information on it. Wasn't such a good idea. Dr. Mehmet Oz is 60.
Is my dad around?
Well, I haven't seen him yet. Why?
Farm just delivered our first order of tomatoes.
What's wrong with
them? Nothing. They're perfect. It's just that there's a lot of them.
Well, you only ordered 300.
Well, it turns out they don't sell them individually. They only sell them by the bushel.
We got 300 bushels of tomatoes? Well, how many is
she that? Was the daughter of Coach, and of course, we get a cameo there from Dauber, who was hilarious all the time.
Yes.
Claire Carey, 53, on the Almanac here today. How about Peter Dinklage?
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
You know, we're all laughing our heads off.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement.
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've had your entire life. I've got houses in L.A., Paris, and Vail.
Oh.
Each one of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. So I suggest...
From the movie Elf. Peter Dinklage. You may also know him from Game of Thrones as Lord Tyrion and other things. He's Peter Dinklage. He's 51. And one more here.
It's a robot. But like a different, you know, like a super advanced robot. It's probably Japanese. Yeah. It's definitely Japanese.
No, it's not Japanese. It's not even of this world, no. Shia LaBeouf. It is a Transformer. And Shia LaBeouf, I would imagine John Wayne would have called him LaBeef.
I would think
right?
so.
Shia LaBeouf, Shia LaBeef.
From True Grit.
34 for Shia.
Good. I enjoyed some of those Transformer movies. Those were pretty entertaining.
Were you a big Autobot guy?
Yeah.
Were you like the Decepticons? Mm-hmm.
One of them. I can't remember which one I liked better. Gone but not forgotten. What about marine explorer Jacques Cousteau? He was the co-inventor of the Aqualung. And, you know, next to Mike Nelson and Sea Hunt, he's like my favorite marine guy, right? Jacques Cousteau, 1910. Speaking of the Packers winning, the Super Bowls and before his name Super Bowl, their coach was Vince Lombardi.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
What the hell's going on out here?
We got to get a seal here and a seal there. Is he at the zoo? Where is he? What is he talking about? Seals. Vince Lombardi.
Talking about a play that wins Super Bowls.
Oh,
that's with Jim Taylor and Paul Hornig.
Power right, power left. Vince Lombardi, born on this day, 1913. We have one of the funniest guys, and when he got together with Mel Brooks, it was gold. Gene Wilder.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Don't mess with Wonka.
No. And there he is in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Of course, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Gene Wilder, 1933. And now, it's TV theme time.
Donnie Barnes, the name of the guy. So you had two Donnies.
Yes, there you go.
Who sang for 38 yep. Special.
Yep, Donnie Barnes. Chad Everett, is you hearing the theme to... Again, my mom being a nurse, we had to watch them all, and we certainly watched Medical Center. She had a big-time crush on Chad Everett. Chad Everett is the guy from Medical Center.
Who
he was in
it?
McKenna. I remember that as well. He was born Ray Crampton, changed it to Chad Everett, and was born on this day, 1937.
Your staff forgot Buffalo Butt.
Look, I'm just doing a favor for Miss Woods. It's my good deed for the day. Hey, you know something? I used to be a Cub Scout.
More like a Tub Scout.
One more insult like that, and I walk right out of that door.
All right, give me a second. I'll think of one.
He was always trying to find a reason to evict the Evanses in the projects in Chicago on Good Times. Yeah. Bookman, Booger, Buffalo Butt. Johnny Brown.
That was
1937. And then this one.
I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy.
How did Judd Strunk slip through the
cracks? That should not happen. Some heads are going to roll now. It only buffed Judd Strunk.
And the four winds we know blow away.
That's Judd Strunk on The Tonight Show. That's how big Judd Strunk was. He's playing on The Tonight Show, Neil.
He had a couple of big hits,
yeah,
for sure.
Daisy a Day by far was his biggest. 1936. Now.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Now, are you here for today's Bob-a-thon? You got to go lay some cement or put in a foundation somewhere.
I'm gonna stay here today.
Okay, so you are doing the Bob-a-thon?
Yeah, it's my plan.
So would you like to start with Leanne Womack? I'll think of a reason later. Mm-hmm. Brooks and Dunn, My Heart Is Lost to You, or Johnny Lee from the Urban Cowboy soundtrack from 1980, Looking for Love.
Boy, they're all solid, but when you throw Leanne Womack at me, I gotta go her.
You are you're weak. For Leanne Womack, right?
I am, actually.
You need to be stronger.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.